ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The owner of the social media platform X, Elon Musk, is refusing to comply with the eSafety Commissioner's order to take down videos of last week's Sydney church stabbing. And the Prime Minister is not happy about it.
This is about the dangerous implications that can occur when things that are simply not true are replicated and weaponized in order to cause division and, in this case, to promote negative statements and potentially to just inflame what was a very difficult situation.
In a post over the weekend, X said the request is not within the scope of Australian law and it plans to challenge the takedown notice in court. Professor Jeannie Patterson is the co-director of the Centre for Artificial Intelligence and Digital Ethics at Melbourne Law School and joins us now. Thanks for your time, Jeannie.
A pleasure to be there.
Can you just firstly explain what is the law that the eSafety Commissioner is basing this request on and what are they asking for exactly?
Well, it's become a little bit murky with the statements from Elon Musk, which seem to go to some sort of global power that the Commissioner is trying to exercise. But in short, the eSafety Commissioner has power under the Online Safety Act, and where information is abhorrent or sexually explicit or inciting violence, the eSafety Commissioner has a power to request the platform or any platform to remove that content, which means not make it available to people in Australia, not make it available to people in Australia and not let it be sent to people in Australia.
Yeah, let's talk around the geography there. X says that while it respects the right of a country to enforce its laws within its jurisdiction, the eSafety Commissioner does not have the authority to dictate what content X's users can see globally. So just to be clear, do we know if the Commissioner is asking X to remove this content around the globe or is it just here in Australia?
Well, the scope of the power is that it can ask any platform anywhere. So it has, the eSafety Commissioner has jurisdiction to ask platforms operating outside Australia to remove content. But remove content means don't make it available in Australia. So I'm unsure what Elon Musk and X means by the comment that they're exercising some sort of global takedown notice. My guess is, because it's directed to an overseas company and possibly can't be done without removing that content generally. But to be clear, the scope of the power is to direct an overseas entity to remove content from being shown to Australians.
I guess the technicality of that comes down to whether or not that then means it must be blocked to all world users.
Yeah, it possibly. But perhaps that's a fine distinction that we shouldn't be arguing about in the face of a clear Australian law about what's appropriate to be shown here.
Yeah. X has said that it could face fines of up to $785,000 a day. Is that right? And is this something that the government might actually try and enforce with a fine?
Well, the eSafety Commissioner has power to request that the information be removed or the images be removed. And if the platform doesn't comply with that request, the eSafety Commissioner can take enforcement action. Let's be clear about that enforcement action, though. That enforcement action means issuing an infringement notice, which means that the platform is liable to pay a penalty, or the eSafety Commissioner could go to court and seek an injunction or a court order that the platform is liable to pay civil penalties. Civil penalties are a fine, effectively. If the platform refuses to comply with the court order or the court injunction, at that point it may be in contempt of court or it may be subject to further proceedings to enforce the judgment against it overseas.
Okay.
But it proceeds in a fairly orderly court process. I mean, I think one of the things that we need to be aware of here is this is a not the unbridled exercise of discretion by the eSafety Commissioner. The eSafety Commissioner is not acting as Australia's censor. The eSafety Commissioner is acting in accordance to a legislative regime that has been enacted by our democratic parliament.
Mm. It's coming up to 12 minutes past four here on RN Drive. Jeannie Patterson is a professor at Melbourne Law School, here discussing social media platform X's decision to challenge a request by the Australian eSafety Commissioner over its orders to take down or block footage of the stabbing of a Sydney bishop last week. Jeannie, X has said that it'll be challenging this in court. So what will the court actually have to determine here?
So if X challenges this in court, I'm imagining that there could be a number of possible arguments. One might be that the law is simply beyond the scope of the Commonwealth Parliament to make. We actually saw a not dissimilar argument raised in the past by other platforms, that the government can't make laws that have effect to platforms operating overseas. Those have generally been dismissed by the court. The courts say the government, provided our parliament, provides an intention for the law to have that effect, i.e. to apply to corporations overseas. And quite frankly, there's a nexus with Australia. The conduct is occurring in Australia. Information is being shown here. Then the government can go and make those laws. The next question is whether they can be enforced. And that really is where the problem lies. To enforce that injunction or that civil penalty against X, which operates in the United States, we'd need to seek the cooperation of the American courts. And at that point in time, there may be an argument about the free speech rights of that platform, because I think that's really where the tension point is. And obviously in Australia we're interested in free speech rights as well. We don't have them constitutionally enshrined, but they are important underlying value in Australia. But every right of free speech has its limits, and in Australia the determination has been made at this point in time that showing hateful, abhorrent, terrorist images or incitements to violence shouldn't be shown. Now, we might argue about those definitions. We might argue about, you know, what should be prohibited and what shouldn't. We should be mindful of the value of free speech, but that's what we're really talking about here, is whether a platform, a digital platform, will comply with Australian laws and the values that have been expressed by the Australian Parliament and its delegate, the eSafety Commissioner. And at this point in time, that platform has said it does not respect those decisions or those values. Mm. And it will be interesting to see what happens. As I've said, if there is a judgment levied against X, it has to be enforced in the US. There may be some argument about tension with US law, US free speech values, but perhaps that's a conversation that it would be useful to have out in the sunlight as a way of reassessing just how much we want to rely on these platforms in the pursuit of democracy and social values.
Yeah, what does it say about future interactions between our authorities and X? I mean, if the court determines that X and other platforms are not subject to Australian law, where does that leave the eSafety Commissioner and indeed the government with trying to get these big social media giants to play ball?
Well, it's a really important point. Just to be clear, I think it's quite clear that Australian Parliament does have power to make these laws. The question is whether they're able to enforce them overseas. And this raises a really critical question, which is whether social media companies have become, well, let's just say X, have become in a sense lawless, in the sense that it is impossible, if it proves impossible, to make them comply with Australian law. Now, one of the possibilities there is, we saw when Meta was challenged in relation to the media bargaining code, for a day or so Meta turned off the news in Australia that was available through Facebook, and that was highly problematic because it also turned off the use of social media platforms for emergency services, which we realised, you know, a lot of Australian society relies on that platform to get important information.
Yeah.
I suspect it would be easier to walk away from X You don't have community service announcements through X. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of criticism for this statement, but maybe the politicians in Australia, if they're worried about the moral standards of X, maybe they should stop using it and we should find other ways to communicate political opinions in a way that's more respectful of democratic values, online safety, and free speech.
So banning X? Is that what you're...
Not banning X. No. Stop using X.
Right.
If we're worried about the power that X exercises in Australian society, its failure to comply with the requests of a commissioner appointed by the Australian government, then maybe we should stop using X, would be my comment before we think about banning it. Obviously, the threat of maybe that X will say they will not make themselves available in Australia or X might be turned off. Well, maybe it's time to stop using that platform first. But the bigger question, I think, also is how countries like Australia regulate large digital platforms. What's happened in Europe has actually enacted some quite targeted law. It's enacted what's called the Digital Services Act and the Digital Markets Act, which are a response by the EU to respond to the power exercised by large digital platforms, and it requires various transparency. It's got various transparency requirements. It's got various safety requirements. It's also got sort of how big can they be requirements, and maybe it's also time to start thinking about that.
Lots to think about there indeed. Professor Jeannie Patterson is the co-director of the Centre for Artificial Intelligence and Digital Ethics at Melbourne Law School. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.